Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the Newton Head baseball coach, Darren Tisdale, joining us as we take a look back on the season. And Coach, obviously not the outcome you kind of wanted this year, but progress, little progress here and there. A lot of work on fundamentals this year, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Going into the season, we had a handful of seniors and then a couple juniors. So, and Skylar Millhiser, our starting catcher and one of our better hitters, top four hitters, goes down with an injury. So we ended up with three regular starting seniors and two juniors, with a mix of five or four sophomores playing, and then at times actually used a few freshmen. So we knew we had a lot of growth to make up, having a lot of young guys in the lineup and having to work just cleaning up some mechanics and those fundamentals, the knowledge of the game, and then playing with the speed of the game with those younger and underclassmen without experience on the at the varsity level. So we did grow in terms of developing the ability to play at the speed of the varsity game. There at the end, we had a three-game win streak, and we're played competitively with even the better teams in our conference and schedule. Competed probably 3 to 4 to 5 innings each game, but then we just had a few. Two or three big innings that we gave up again because those fundamentals, the knowledge of the game, the speed of the game, just overwhelmed those underclassmen a little bit. So unfortunate for our senior class to not have as successful a season as they wanted, of course, in terms of the win column. But those seniors were great kids, great leaders. They showed up every day. They talked about wanting to win. So I applaud those seniors for not giving up, giving in, and just kind of going through the motions. They never really showed that throughout the practices or games that we had, and they were always good kids around to support those younger guys and show them how to be leaders, even in situations where the wins weren't happening.
Yeah, I know one thing that you're going to be really working on, in the off season, and we mentioned before. I mean, that's off season's when you got to do the work, really, and before the games start, because once you're playing, you're playing a lot of games. But trying to make more contact, putting the ball in play more.
Yeah, toughest part of any sport, they always say, is hitting a baseball. So, we've worked a lot of mechanics this year and technique of hitting. So, I think we got a decent start into coming into next year with the idea of how to set up the body up and move the body to get the bat, going in the right direction. But I think it just seems like our timing. So maybe next year in this off season, we'll work a little bit more on mechanics, but I think we also need to touch base with players more often with the timing. But some of that comes also with strength and just, getting out there and playing against, high level pitchers who spot the pitches down in the zone and have velocity. So as a sophomore, you just come off of a freshman schedule maybe, or a junior who just played a little JV, mostly JV. You just don't see that 80 to 85 miles an hour down in the zone or spotted with sharper breaking balls. So it can take a season or a season and a half for a kid, even with good hitting mechanics, to get their timing down and their confidence to hit those pitches and recognize pitches in the zone or out of the zone and be able to accomplish getting the ball put in play. But yeah, definitely we got to cut down on strikeouts. That was a goal this year. We didn't really accomplish it like we wanted to. And then our team average, if you're wanting to go to state, if you look at the numbers, you're going to want to hit 290 to 310 as a team. So we got to bump our average up, which comes with putting the ball in play and getting runners on base, being able to bunt, steal, put runners in scoring position, put a little more pressure on the defense and the pitchers, and then get more runs across the plate.
Problem wasn't swinging at bad pitches, was it? It was just kind of the mechanics and the timing.
Yep, just mechanics at times and the timing, or both at the same time. So, yeah, you got to make sure, you don't want to be overthinking it in the games, but definitely in the off season is when you can, get your body organized so you can get more efficient to getting the bat on plane, as I've talked about, on path with the ball more regularly to make contact and not swing and miss. I wasn't too upset with our strikeout looking. We seem to at least be, trying to make contact when we're down in counts, but just swinging and missing. And then, we did have some pressure situations late in the year where just wasn't pleased with some of the swings we took at balls up at the chest level or down in the dirt, where you then know the kids just aren't even recognizing the pitch. they're just guessing and moving their body before the ball's even close to home plate. So, again, yeah, pitch recognition, timing, got to get better at it.
As far as pitching, I'd probably like to see a few more arms you'd be able to pull in there, wouldn't you?
This year we didn't get to use Lane Rosendahl because he had to go back there and catch for Skyler.
Yeah.
And he can actually pitch. He pitched some JV innings for us, did a good job, throws a lot of strikes and has a little bit of velocity. So next year we have a couple freshman catchers coming up that will be able to fill in at catcher. So we'll get Lane on the mound a little bit more. And then we got, Gabe Otto and Dakota Winkleman coming back, and then as well as Carter Lehrman, who did a good job in a lot of pressure situations. So there's two sophomores in Carter and Dakota with a lot of experience on the mound. And Gabe Otto put in 27 innings for us. So look for him to be a senior leader on the mound for us next year. And then again, Lane, moving him out of that catching position into a starter role on the mound occasionally. That should give us, you know, four good starters, and nobody that's going to blow you away with 85 miles per hour. But if we can get those guys into that 78 to 82 range in terms of velocity, and then get them to spot pitches, get ahead in counts, spot their off speed, we'll have a chance to win games, because that's mostly what beat us this year. It wasn't anybody, you know, blowing us away on the mound, but they did spot pitches, weak contact. Against, you know, for our hitters, we're making weak contact. And I explained that to the kids often. I said, do those pitchers throw hard? I'm trying to get our pitchers to recognize you don't have to go out there and throw hard. You just got to hit spots. And then we got a couple freshmen who will fill in as pitchers too. Jackson Riney coming up, I think as a sophomore, he'll be able to give some varsity innings as well.
I know Lehrman came in that Clear Creek Amanda game and really did a good job.
Yeah.
Through a couple of scoreless innings, I believe.
Yes. Really against Clear Creek, again, we had those two, like I said, about 2 to 3 innings every game where we just pitching and defense falls apart altogether. And against good hitting teams, you know, you're going to give up a lot of runs. But there it was again, 2 innings, give up 7 runs. And then really after that, we played competitively with them, as we did with Pella, Indianola, Dallas Center, Grimes throughout the year. Those teams would tend to run us, but honestly, it came down to about 2.5 innings of just our pitching was off, our defense was off, and then we struggled getting runs across the plate in each of those games. But, you know, again, we just cleaned up a couple, 2 or 3 innings on the mound, make it easier for our defense to play, and we're competing with anybody in the respective defensive pitching. But then we just, again, like we talked about earlier, we got to get the hitting going. So, yeah. Yep.
And it seems like any time there was an error, there was people on base.
Yes,
it seemed like.
And that's just it. We got to clean up our strikeout to walk ratio. Again, I've talked about this. You want 3-to-1, meaning if we can get 180 strikeouts, we want 60 walks only. Whereas looking at our numbers, I think I have 181 walks or hit batters combo to 157 strikeouts. So, yes, when you're walking or hitting a batter and then you throw an error in there and then you give up a double and another double, let's say, or a single, they steal a base, yeah, you're going to give up 3 runs in a hurry. And I wasn't disappointed in our defense. Our defensive fielding percentage was .915, so you could go a little bit higher than that, but that's a decent fielding percentage. But again, our walks and hit batters was too much, so that's what against those good teams, they'll take advantage of that, and they did.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the pitchers you have coming up that are underclassmen. Do you know anybody that is coming up with a pretty good batting average that might help you out offensively?
Yeah, I think Aiden Grimm's probably our most consistent freshman hitter, I would say, who's coming up. He'll be a sophomore. I know there's Isaiah Slaughter, Josh Lampe, Jesse Miller, Ray Sealer. Those guys, David Wickett, put the ball in play. Those guys ring a bell as far as hitters coming up as freshmen who will help us as sophomores. And then, Drew Bauer, He put the ball in play, just got a little bit stronger to get the ball through the infield. Mason Mendez is a sophomore, hit near 300. So those guys are right there where we need them. And then we got to get our juniors, Lane and Gabe, get them into that 250 to 300 range, and then we'll have an opportunity to compete again next year throughout our schedule. And just thinking about that, Randy, for a second, our schedule was fifth toughest schedule in 3A, 33rd toughest schedule in the state. And I was looking last night, we had our potluck, and I just mentioned to players, I mean, you can't hang your heads. You just played against five or six teams who were playing in the game to go to state, and I think, I know Bettendorf, we played a doubleheader against them. Pella, we played three times, made it to state, and I'm probably, Seidel made it to state, and Sheraton made it to state. We played all those teams on our schedule, and just Indianola was in the game to go to state, and so we were facing competition that wasn't no slouch. So those sophomores gained a lot of experience. Next year, the game's going to come a lot easier to them. Same with our juniors and those freshmen. We got them into some varsity action, actually against Bettendorf, who's a 4A state qualifier, and our freshmen kind of hung in there for a few innings playing against that team over in North Polk at the Prongy tournament.
All right. Well, before I let you go, anything else you want to say about this year's squad or the program moving forward?
Yeah, the program going forward, as some kids mentioned last night, you said, you know, some of the seniors mentioned that this program is going to get better, and they kind of recognize their coaching staff as a bunch of guys who are going to give you an opportunity to get better and make you better. So the seniors said this program looks good going forward. So that's what I'm pleased with, being in the first year. That was one of the goals going forward, was to kind of add to the instruction and teaching and the equipment and getting kids to play a lot, which we got a lot of kids, 30 to 35, even more games than that in. So, yeah, I'm pleased and excited about next year, and I think we'll be more competitive and better next year going forward as well.
Okay. Well, we appreciate all your time and this year talking with us, and look forward to next season and see what that brings.
Yeah, thank you, Randy.
And we've been talking to the Newton head baseball coach, Darren Tisdale, on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, as we wrap up the season with the Newton baseball team.